Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It's once more six and here on our knees, opening up for us this afternoon. A very good afternoon to you and welcome to Wednesday's edition of Heart to Heart with myself, Lupho Mgwedi-Phuthi. And I know it's probably just a little confusing for you because earlier on while I was doing news, you're probably hearing some noises and some music right behind me. And all of a sudden, it's a little calmer. But nonetheless, we are live at the Gallagher Convention Center, broadcasting live from the Smart World Procurement Exhibition. And so very good afternoon to you from the other part of the world. Absolutely grateful to, you know, just be amongst, you know, business minds, growing businesses, major businesses. And so, you know how it usually goes, it becomes hectic. And so I'm going to be having conversations with a whole lot of role players live from the Gallagher Convention Center today and just talking about, you know, what today looks like, what they're doing here, basically, and so much more. Maybe quickly let me sneak this into today. You know, earlier this year, had a conversation with my cousin who said to me, be careful who you speak to. And so I'll share something with you later on just to warn you and to say, be careful who you open your mouth up to, you know, in your journey as a person. And like I said to you, it's an exciting one, buzzing one, busy one, absolutely informative as well. And so this afternoon with me in studio, I've got Keshni Reddy. And so Keshni, good afternoon and welcome to your Radio Pulpit.
Hi, thank you so much.
You look amazing, by the way. I saw you and your partner and I'm like, because the uniform, why did I miss out somewhere?
You come for an event and you get a fashion show for free.
Looks absolutely amazing. Keshni, we're talking all things smart procurement world. I was just telling the listeners where we are, how nice it is, how calm, how it's quite busy, but what I really love is the calmness, the openness, everything's just absolutely amazing. So welcome to Radio Pulpit. Maybe let's talk about what exactly is happening today. Is this what you expected?
Awesome. So there's so much happening. And I think it's funny that you say calm, because it means that we're putting together a perfect storm,
of
right?
Course,
if everything
of
is
course.
Making sense.
Well organized.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Actually, I have a really small team that put together this event. So we're really, really proud of the
small
team.
Such an amazing event.
And this event, this week, marks our 42nd event for the year.
What? 42?
42, correct.
Wow. Yeah. So, and we're not at the end of the year yet.
Exactly. Well, this is the culmination of everything that we do the whole year.
Of course. So tell me, what is it all about? You know, we've been going to these exhibitions, and I think I must commend you guys for being so consistent in serving our small businesses as well in our communities. But what is it about this particular exhibition? What exactly is Smart Procurement World? What are you guys doing? What are you hoping to achieve?
Okay, so let me demystify it
yes,
for
please.
You. Okay. So what's happening here? We're actually sitting right now in the in the 18th annual Smart Procurement World in Durban, and this
18.
Is the corporate 18.
I'm shocked by all these years and nothing.
Yes.
I'm like, what?
Okay. But on the other side, we are celebrating the 13th annual ESD Expo.
Oh.
So what makes this event and this gathering so unique is that it is recognized as South Africa's largest access to market linkage event for procurement buyers to meet with small businesses. So because we have in the procurement event here, we have about 700 procurement professionals from across the different industries that have been now for this is the third day of conference for them. We started on Monday with workshops, and they are now meeting and engaging with all the SMEs that are in the next fall. The most exciting thing about today is that today is completely free for all visitors to attend.
Wow.
So there's still time. We're only halfway through the day. And the event will continue until 4:30 p.m. today.
Okay.
We have over 30 buying organizations, multiple buyers within those organizations, that if you walk across, you'll see we have a section that's called Supplier Matchup.
All right.
And we've got buyers who are hosting tables there, and they're engaging one-on-one with SMEs.
Wow.
These are visiting SMEs as well as our exhibiting ones. So anyone that's in business, right, all of us need more leads.
Of course.
Who can tell me I'm in business and I don't need more clients? Exactly, nobody.
I've reached the ceiling.
Exactly, right. So this is the event to be at if you are trying to access more business for your business.
Maybe I must ask quickly, Keshni, before we get lost in the terminologies. I know that they're small business enterprises, SMEs. But maybe can you explain to us what you mean when you say there's procurement? Who are those? Who's that? What type of businesses are those exactly?
So procurement is a function within a big corporate, right? And very often you are a small business, you want to do business with an APSA. Right, but how big is APSA?
How do you reach exactly?
And where do you even start? And who does the buying for APSA?
Okay.
Right? So all purchasing decisions generally sit within the procurement team. So within the procurement team, you have different functions, but under that, you also have the buying teams. So they are the sourcing specialists. So they at any given time know what APSA is looking to procure.
Okay.
And they are actively looking to engage with relevant suppliers. So what I'm saying is we have 700 of those on this side.
Mm-hmm. And 700 of those this side?
Yes, of procurement practitioners.
Yep.
And this is from the top. So we've got from CPO level all the way down.
Okay.
There's so many different things happening this year. We've also got a new initiative called the Future Leaders.
All right.
So we are really intentional about creating active and growing communities within smart procurement.
Okay.
We do not see ourselves as an eventing company, but we actually see ourselves as a community enabler.
Yeah.
And we work really active in the procurement community as well as in the small business community.
Oh, wow.
And so this year we've also launched the Future Leaders Initiative, which is for up-and-coming procurement leaders.
Right.
And they've got a whole curated day. So they've come in today. We've got about 80 future leaders that have been nominated by their companies to come through and be a part of this program.
Wow. To see how it's done, basically.
Exactly. So there's so much. I mean, I was walking the expo floor before, and I'm sure you can see how buzzing it is
it
on
is.
That side. We can't even hear our thoughts in some parts. But I mean, just the excitement and the, you know, picking up the opportunities that have been untapped. And, you know, it's so encouraging when you speak to someone and they say, I've been trying to find the right person for the longest time and I don't even know where to start. And they come here and here you go.
And they literally just get them on the floor. You walk past one and you're like, oh, you work for this company.
Exactly.
And you start having these meaningful conversations.
Exactly.
Absolutely amazing. I must say also, I did not know that there was a platform where such big corporates could actually come to the ground, to the people and say, hey, we're here. We possibly need your services. And so let's lock horns and have these conversations.
So I think as a community, as a South African corporate community, as well as on the government, localization is a huge, huge mandate.
Of course.
Right? How do we grow our community? How do we grow our ecosystem? By supporting small business. And, you know, that is the essence of what this event is all about.
Oh,
how do
wow.
we grow? How do we support? And how do we sustain small business? Because small business is the heart of our community.
Of course, man. We could go on and on and on, Keshni, but because of time, we can't. But just one last question I want to ask. There is possibly a big company or, let's say, another small business listening right now. They're thinking, we actually should have been there. Maybe guide us and give a little advice into what do we do for our next event next year? How do we become part of these initiatives exactly? Is there a website where we find more information? Please just guide us towards that direction so that nobody misses on these opportunities. Because tomorrow, you're going to hear them say, yeah, because we're closed out of these, you know, events and stuff.
So let me start by saying that today's event is not exclusive. Everybody is welcome to attend. So anybody that's in Joburg right now and literally wants to stop whatever plans they had and come through and still make the most of today, they're absolutely welcome. Okay. In terms of ongoing community, we as Smart Procurement have launched an initiative called the SMME Clinic. And that's a very active, ongoing community. We host bi-weekly, so every second week on a Thursday, we have free masterclass trainings as well as networking sessions. So besides, you know, trying to stimulate and create opportunities for small business with big corporates, we also try to stimulate the business-to-business opportunity. Because I'm a small business, you are a small business, and there's no doubt that there's opportunity for us to collaborate and buy and sell to each other. So on an ongoing basis, I'd love to encourage everybody that is in business, thinking of being in business, know somebody in business, to become a part of the SME Clinic community. We also have an app that was launched called the SME Community. The app's called SME Community. And all of the masterclasses and all of the things that we do is also on that app. It's a very active app. It was launched last month and we have almost 1,000 subscribers already. So you're welcome to join that. So there's also lots of free resources that comes from the SME Clinic.
Absolutely loved it. Keshni, let me allow you to go and be busy and make a difference once again in this space. Absolutely love the work that you guys do. So thank you so much for having this chat with me.
Thank you so much. So great to chat and looking forward to the rest of the day.
Faith, hope and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.